eNdebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 15 Nkwenkwezi 2020 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
amanamba aqansa kubangelwa ukuthi singakhangela ulevel 2, yikho lapho okuqanse khona. Kulento eziningi eziba khona, ungakhumbula kuzayenziwa extension yaphela kodwa amanamba aseqansile, kwenzela ukuthi kujustify ukuthi kunjani kungezelelwe.
Inani lasebefunyane bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe seliqanse laya kwabangamashumi amathathu lasishiyagalombili 38. Emhlabeni jikelele asebele COVID-19 besedlula izigidi ezine lengxenye 4,555,803.
So sisitshela amapolisa lamaloyas ahamba labo safika sabathola bekhona. Bebele impahla zabo kodwa impahla bezidabukile njengamantombazana okwangaphakathi kuvesekile. So sibona ngantu yinto eyisihlungu kakhulu.
Inkokheli yabatsha kwe-MDC Alliance ebibikwa ithunjiwe itholakele iselatshwa esibhedlela seParktown Hospital eHarare. Amanxeba okutshaywa kanye lokuhlukunyezwa kwezocansi i-sexual abuse. Woza Friday liviki silomculi osakhulayo uGracious Dube owazakala ngegama lokuthi Gracie D. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle lubika ukubana inani lasebefunyenwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe seliqanise laya kwabangamashumi amathathu lasishiyagalombili 38 ngemva kokutholakala kwesinye isakhamuzi seHarare silomkhuhlane lo izolo. Asebebulewe yiwo balokhe bebane kuthi asebesinde kuwo balokhu belishumi lantathu 13. Lokhu kutsho ukubana abalokhu belawo lomkhuhlane bangamashumi amabili lambili 22. Asebehloliwe ukubana balegciwane le-COVID-19 loba hatshi eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane ezingamashumi phose amabili lanhlanu 24,890. Izwekazi le-Afrika kulaba zinkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisikhombisa lengxenye 75,866 abafunyenwe bele-COVID-19 kwasinda inkulungwane ezingamashumi phose amathathu 27,425. Kwafa abazinkulungwane ezidlula ezimbili lengxenye 2,570. Emhlabeni jikelele, lo mkhuhlane usubulele abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezimakhulu amathathu 304,201, njalo wahlasela abedlula izigidi ezine lengxenye 4,555,803. EZimbabwe sokule viki inani labantu abalomkhuhlane we-coronavirus likhuphuka phose nsuku zonke. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhangelele ukwazisa uZulu iloba yinini kungakafiki ilanga langesonto ukuthi uhlelo lokuvalwa kwelizwe luyaqhubeka na kumbe luyayekethiswa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe lesiphathimandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu eye ibheju lakaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Amanamba aqansa kubangelwa ukuthi singakhangela ulevel 2, yikho lapho okuqanse khona. Kulento eziningi eziba khona, ungakhumbula kuzayenziwa extension yaphela kodwa amanamba aseqansile, kwenzela ukuthi kujustify ukuthi kunjani kungezelelwe. So eZimbabwe okuhluphayo ukuthi lakatesi ukuthi kuqiniseke kanganani ukuthi amanamba aqansa kumvene, hayi kunzima, especially kithi abantu ngoba kasela themba kuhulumende wethu. There's a lot of secrets, there's a lot of mistrust from our citizens, there's a secret from uhulumeni. So ama numbers akhe lathi awethu kugcina kusiba nzima ukuthi sithembane. Then ungakhangela into empilo ukuthi simile kulezi mali ezininge ziqanjwe ukuthi zakhitshwa zadonethwa ngamazwe angaphandle kodwa okuluhlupho ukuthi imali zonezo iaccountability yangkhona asikwazi idistribution yangkhona ukuthi each and every province iphiwe imali yini kuyisecret kakulomnende kodwa imali iphiwe abantu so ngibona ngazathi into zonke zonezi zikhulumisana kakhulu lombusazwe wethu ama-numbers aqanisiswa ukuthi abantu bayalamba i-testing yethu iya hlupha kakhulu ngoba amanye amazwe atesta abantu abaningi thina kodwa kithi lokuthi i-criteria esetshenziswayo yiphi no one can tell uyezwa ukuthi abantu bayatesta mna nginjenje so akula muntu enyake nihlangane laye esithi hayi mna ngitestiwe so ngibona ngazathi okwezinto kwethu konke kakukho okwenziwayo ukuthi kudile lo hlupho esilalo
uMongameli Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwazisa uZulu ilanga langesonto lingakafiki ukuthi uhlelo lokuvalwa kwelizwe lolu luyaqhubeka yini kumbe uyaluguqula kancane kuyini ongamxwayisa ngakho
okuluhlupho ukuthi singaze sithi kangezelele kumveni kayekela nje akula akutshintshi lutho ngoba kula anything in place so engazethi singaze sithi kaguqule ngoba uma ama-numbers zeqansa you'll expect ukuthi ngabe kuyangezelelwa amalanga nje but umbuzo ukuthi engaze ngezelelwe kuyini okuzatshintsha ngoba i-testing yethu is doubtful everything yethu nje yonke kule nkungu eningi around i-issue ye-COVID
umnumzana Mbuso Ofuzwayo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu eye ibhethu likaZulu ubexoxa ecingweni lontungamile inkomo we-Studio 7.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930-7270 la ku 9885 kHz short wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo-7 kusiya ngo-9 PM sitholakala ku 909 medium wave la ku 4930-6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave.
Inkokeli yabatsha ku-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Janisa ebibikwa ithunjiwe ensukwini ezimbili ezidluleyo itholakale iselatshwa esibhedlela seParktown Hospital eHarare amanxeba okutshaywa kakubi kanye lokuhlukunyezwa kwezocansi i-sexual abuse. Abathathu laba babalisa unkosazana Johanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, Lonetsai Marova. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abathathu laba batshela abazali babo ukuba bahlukunyezwe kabuhlungu kusetshenziswa indlela ezehlukeneyo okubalisa ukunathiswa umchamo wabo, ukudliswa ikaka kanye lokuhlukunyezwa ngendlela zecansini i-sexual abuse okunjengokumunywa amabele lokunye. Kuke kwaba lokuxokozela esibhedlela abazali babathathu laba besalelwa ukubona abantwababo baze bavunyelwa ngemva kokuphoselanwa aqatha phakathi kweziphathamandla zesibhedlela. Amapolisa abegqoke impahla yawo labasebenza phansi kohlangothi lwe-law and order. Unina kaMamombe unkosazana Khudzai Chiwanza uchasisa ubunzima abhekane labo.
Ndaphinda but access yacho
ngingenile kodwa bekunzima ukuthi ngingene simbone singabakhululekileyo. Wathi bona amapolisa yiwo abatshele ukuthi bangasivumeli ukuba bona. Kodwa ngingenile ngazama ukumkhulumisa kodwa engangiphenduli. Bathi bona babahlabile amajekiseni angazi ukuba babahlabele ukuthi kuthini. Engxenye bakwenze lokho njengoba laba bantu bengazange bathole ukudla kusukela mhla baswelakana. Kasazi-ke ukuthi babahlabe njani kungekho abakudlileyo. Kwasekusiyavusa ezinye izinto asisakwazi, ngikhathazekile kakhulu.
Kwagcizelelwa ngomunye njalo umzali uyise kaCecilia umnumzana Henry Chimpiri.
The doctors are yet to then tell us what happened where they may be raped or whatever.
Silindele ukuzwa kubodokotela ukuthi badlenguliwe na lokuthi kuyini okwenziwe emzimbeni yabo. Ngoba laba bantu ngabezomvikela abasebenzisana lohulumende. Kusobala ukuthi amapholisa aphakathi kwakho lokhu. Nizaphinda njalo amapholisa bayakwanza ukwenza kileyo. Akuthanga amapholisa kaZulu njalo angilandaba naloba kuyini abafuna ukungenza khona. Ngifuna aba-United Nations labantu bonke nje elizweni ukuthi bazi ukuthi kasilawo amapolisa eZimbabwe.
Omunye walabo bayethatha abasakhulayo laba komchapondwa eBindura umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo ulandisa ukuba baze njani ukuba bakuleyo ndawo.
Ilaba abantwana bathe sebethunjiwe bachaya ngato kwe okungakwana 24 hours balahlelwe emgwaqweni basebengena emizini becela uncedo. Aba bantu abacela uncedo basebesifonela ukuthi hayi abantu benu elibadingayo bakhona ngapha. So sesitshela amapolisa lamaloyers ahamba la kusafika sabathola bekhona. Bebe le mpahla zabo kodwa impahla bezidabukile njengamasana okwangaphakathi kufezekile. So sibona ngantwa into esihlungu kakhulu.
Umlilo uqhubeke ethi babathole bekusimo esibi kakhulu lapho besiyabathatha.
La mantombazana bathunjwa besuke emhlanganeni wabo eShowgrounds. Bathe bethunjiwe bahanjiswa eHarare Central. Bathe befika eHarare Central basebekhitshwa bafaka kwenye imota ngathi babehlezi phezu kwabo imota le ihamba. So babengakwazi ukuthi baqonde ngaphi baze bazibona sebesebhindura. Sebefika khona ngale bafika bajikelwa emgodini. So babetshaywa kuthiwe behlabile bangadima. Bechayiwe abakhulumileyo ukuthi bachayiwe kakhulu bebenathiswa imichemo lento ezinjengazona leso bahlukunyeziwe kakhulu.
Igqwetha labathathu laba elisebenzisana labenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights umnumzana Jeremiah Bhamu uthi kuyisimbanga ukuba amapholisa wona abesithi akazi lutho ngabo sekuyibo asebegijima ukuza balondoloza esibhedlela.
The police say they are now treating them as victims of kidnapping. They therefore, in their statement to us, they want to protect them.
Amapolisa asitshela ukuba asibabona njengabantu abahlukunyeziweyo ngemva kokuthunjwa bathi bafuna ukubalondoloza lokubavikela ukuba bangaze behlelwa ngezinye izihlakalo ezimbi njalo. Kodwa abathathu laba bakubeke sobala ukuba kungaje bajabulisi lokho kuba khona kwamapholisa ngobuningi lapha esibhedlela besithi ngowamapholisa manye yibo abahlukumezileyo.
Ukuze batholakale abathathu laba kube lokusebenzisana kwenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu ezithi eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights zethelechara kanye leZimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights zada. Lintatheli izindaba kayisanelisanga ukungena phakathi ukuyakhulumisana labathathu laba ngemva kokuvinjwa ngunobhala jikelele weMDC umnumzana Charlton Wende lanxa evumele ezinye ukuba zingene zithathe izithombe lokukhulumisana labathathu laba ukuzwa uhlangothi lwabo kulolu daba. Inkokheli yeMDC okubalisa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umnumzana Tendai Biti labanye baze sekulaphayana. Abazali babathathu laba sebekhonona besithi kabasuthiswa yindlela lolu daba oluphathwa ngalo ngabe MDC lohulumende. Unobhala wogatsha lokwethulwa kwemibiko umnumzana Nicky Mangwana wethule umbiko esithi sebelutholile udaba lwabathathu laba ababikwa bethunjiwe ngemva kokutshengisela besephula iziqondiso ze-lockdown. Ngakho-ke uhulumende usazoluhlolisisa lolu daba nxa kungatholakala oyabe ephule umthetho uzabotshwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Usibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe umnumzana John Mangujka uthi imali entsha eye $10 yephepha ebambeneyo izaqala ukusebenza ngolwesibili weviki ezayo mhla ka-19 Nkwenkwezi. Kuthi eye $20 yona izakwethulwa kuviki yakuqala ngenyanga elandelayo. Embikweni awethule lamhlanje uMangujka wazise njalo ukubana kuqala mhla ka-19 weviki ezayo amabhanga azakhuphula imali umuntu avunyelwa ukuyithatha ebhanga ngeviki isuka kumakhulu amathathu amadola isiya kunkulungwane eyodwa yamadola. I-$10 le-$20 ezintsha lezi zizasetshenziswa ndawonye le-$2 kanye le-$5 ebezivele zikhona. Imali le edindwe ngenye inkampani yakwele German ifike elizweni ngendizamshina izolo. I-$10 ilombala obomvu kuthi i-$20 yona ilombala oyisibhakabhaka. Ingcweti kwezenotho zithi uhulumende wethule imali yamanani aphezulu le ngoba i-$2 le-$5 kasisathengi lutho. Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubeka sikhangela umonakalo osudalwe ligciwane le-coronavirus kodwa ikhumbule izihlobo ngenxa yodubo lwe-coronavirus lolu aselenelisi ukulinxusa ukubana lingene kulolu hlelo ngocingo njengensukwini njengoba sisebenzela ezindlini. Uhlupho lwamanzi emzini wePhumula kobulawayo solufike kuzinga elibi. Izakhamizi sezibanjwa ngamandla ukuba zigcine zisebenzisa amanzi angahlanzekanga, sezizigebhela imithombo kumbe ukuyakukha emfuleni egelezela amanzi aphuma ezambuzini. UBathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yamalungelo ezakhamuzi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association iBupra, uMnumzana Gilibone Khabo, uchasisa kabanzi ngohlupho lwamanzi lolu.
Hayi, udaba lwamanzi kubulayo sesithwele nzima kakhulu. City Council ibisizama ukuthi inikeza abantu amabhawuza ayashota. Okwamanje bale 5 amabhawuza. So kwesinye isikhathi abantu sebethwana belayinile ibhawuza langikhona lingabuyi. Nje asePhumula khona abantu sebeze begebha imithombo ngezandla. Bedinga amanzi, uza amanzi angagobhoza, sebeqasa ukuthatha amanzi. Abanye sebeyenze, sebesenza ukuthi bathathe amanzi aweswitch, bahambe bayasebenzisa endlini for okuflasha. So hayi, abePhumula ithi kususa ubuhlungu.
UMnumzana George Sibanda, isakhamuzi sePhumula, uthi lolu hlupho lwamanzi lufaka impilo yabo engozini yemikhuhlane etshiyeneyo.
Hlupho esihlangana lalo indaba yamanzi uhlupho oluharasayo kakhulu ngoba kunje kulabo corona kuyamehla esingabagezizanga and thina abanye sicina sisabukayalanda amanzi kumabhawuza kuba lesiphithiphithi esiningi emabhawuzeni. Abantu abakha amanzi kumabhawuza baningi kula manzi abishwa amabhawuza. Siyabehlala abantwana umesenze emathoyilethi sifikela emikhuhlane le ekhona kodwa sifileka especially thina njengabazali. Sizizalwane zePhumula North asiyasize njani ngoba la madamu abekusekhaya bezathi ungcono ngoba kula madamu lezibholane ngoba izibholane ezilapha azisikwani amabhawuza ngala abisa amanzi asikwani.
Esinye isakhamuzi sePhumula uMnumzana Thembelane Dube uphatha ngezinye indlela abantu asebezisebenzisa ukuze bathole amanzi.
Uhlupho lwamanzi esilunanzelelayo ukuthi uward 27 okuyiPhumula South ilohlupho lwamanzi kakhulu. Indawo leyana ngale duzane lePremier abantu vele kabasatholi manzi sebephila ngebhawuzi kuthi abanye ke sebephila ngokuthi bagebhe okuyimthonjanyana ukuze bathole okuncane khonokho abangakucongolozile. Sibe sesingena ke kuward 19 uzafica ukuthi sile ndawo esithi iPhumula Old ku-A entshonalanga yesikolo seGodlwayo. Abantu bona labana vele sebele almost 2 months kusiya ku 3 months amanzi bengatholi. So abantu abaningi sebephila ngebhawuza kumbe bagebhoka imithonjana okuncane.
UNkosikazi Sikhululekile Moyo ongukhansila wePhumula kuward 17 uthi ikhona imizamo abayenzayo ukuze izakhamuzi zalapho zithole amanzi.
Siyananzelela iPhumula South ePhumula uyabheki amanzi aqhubeka bengawatholi kubangelwa yikubana amanzi asemalutshwana emadaki amanzi abafinyeleli kodwa njengosithi council siyazama ukuthi sesifake ishejuli yamabhawuza ukuthi abafinyeleli ngoba bona baphezulu amanzi awasafiki lapho abakhona. Ngakho-ke siyakhuthaza abantu basePhumula ukuthi bagcine kuhle amanzi bengathi bewatholile njalo baqhubeke behlanzeka begcina izinto zabo zokugcinela amanzi zihlanzekile.
Ilunga ledale lePhalamende lePhumula uNkosikazi Sichelesile Mahlangu uthi udubo lwamanzi seluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo.
ePhumula sile problem enkulu kakhulu eyamanzi. Imizamo asebenzile ukansila ekhulumisana lecouncil yokuthi amabhawuza abuye. Kuyenzakala ukuthi khona indawo eyi-1 kubuye ibhawuza libuye liphinde liphinde cause babe baningi abantu abafuna ukukha amanzi ngoba abanye sikhuluma balabantu abagula ezindlini abanye balabantwana abancane of which babefuna amanzi amaningi. So ukansila uyamake sure ukuthi each line iyaphiwa amanzi kabili ngelanga. ibhawuza libuya ka-2 endaweni A1 ukwenzela ukuthi abantu benele amanzi ngoba izigaba ezingalamanzi ziningi kakhulu.
Ezinye izakhamuzi zePhumula sezidonsela kunyanga ezintathu zingawatholi amanzi. Ekhuluma loZulu kungxoxiswano eqoqwe inhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association enkundleni yeWhatsApp, umeya wedolobho lakoBulawayo uMnumzana Solomon Mguni uveze ukuthi imota ezithwala amanzi ziyasilela njalo ikhansili iyazama ukudinga ezinye izimota kodwa imali yalokho iyasilela. Uthe njalo ikhansili isizama ukufaka amakioski amanzi endaweni eziswela amanzi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Woza Friday liviki silomculi osakhulayo uGracious Dube owazakala ngegama lokuthi Gracie D. Yenake ucula umdumo we-R&B lezim dancehall. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Jesus Banda owe Studio 7.
Banengi abaculi abasacathulayo abalemculo yabo elohlonzi bengaziwa nguZulu ngoba imculo yabo ingachaywa emsakazweni. UGracie D ngomunye wabo namhla sithe simethulele uZulu.
Ngikhulele endaweni yaseLuwagwelo esigabeni saseNjobela. Engase ngiyasuka lapho ngisiyofunda emaplotini esikolo abasibiza ngeSivu Primary School. Njengomuntu nje okhule kanzima kodwa ngazile ukuba ngiqhube ngize ngizofika ngoba nje ngila. Ngingumuntu nje okhule ecula nje uma isenza imisebenzi yasekhaya kahle kahle. Bangibona ngithule nje.
Kashiti uledlalade lakhe elesibili elitsha alibiza isalukazi sami. Uke wapheka elinye ngaphambilini.
I-album yami yokuqala ngika-2015 ukhumbula ekhaya kudala sidlala amatope inengoma ezingu-5. Abantu kahle kahle bawuthanda umculo wami uma ngikhupha leyo album yokuqala kahle kahle ngiqala ukucula. Bawuthanda kakhulu ngoba nami nje ngangireceive ama phone calls ngisebenza nama producers amaningi kakhulu.
Ekuphekeni imiculo efana lalo okaGracie D kusetshenzwa labalohlonzi ekuhlanganiseni izigingci zakhona ukuze kube mnandi.
Ngisebenza no DJ Sly, ngisebenza no DJ Spider, ngisebenza no Boss Kevi. Mina ngikhule ngimamela uLove Muma Jayivana, uCooksman, uGeorge Sibanda. Bona abantu kahle kahle abangenza ngafuna ukucula empilweni yami ukuthi nami kahle kahle ngibe kwazi ukuba famous. Limnandi, limnandi, limnandi tombolo. Kwamanje ngine album engikhiphe 2019 izanka Dombolo inengoma ezingu 8 ijatshulelwa ngabantu abaningi kakhulu.
Umhlaba wonke uphakathi bomkhuhlane obulala abantu kulezi nsuku e-coronavirus. Wena ke ulelizibani kubalaleli ungakahambi njalo umculo wakho utholakala ngaphi?
Masizameni ukuzivikela thina ngokwethu ngoba uma sizivikela thina ngokwethu sivikela impilo yabantu abaningi kakhulu.
Ukuthola
ukuthola umculo wami cela behambe ku YouTube bebhale Rashid Music. Inumber zami zocingo zithi 0740181916.
Akakhethi muhlobo noma ngubo aphinda ukomeli ayizilolo lezinto ezingilancedi
besiqwetshiselo Rashid ngomculo wakhe ohlakaza ontanga kuhlelo Woza. Woza Friday. Kuziphathe kahle njalo libe lempela sonto elithukela. Igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda owe Studio 7.
Banana set. Emaji.
Nobody can take my place. Anywhere you go, I will go with you. Be by your side to death, do us apart. Yeah, I can never survive. A life without you will never suffice. The way you get down, you got a surprise. I like the way you turn up the night. I like the way you hang out yourself.
Uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje wathi sikhangele ebesihamba phambili. Inani lasebefunyenwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe seliqinise laya kwabangamashumi amathathu lasishiyagalombili 38 emhlabeni jikelele. Asebela leli gciwane besedlula izigidi ezine lengxenye 4,555,803. Inkokeli yabatsha ye-MDC Alliance ebibikwa ithunjiwe itholakele iselatshwa esibhedlela seParktown Hospital eHarare amanxeba okutshaywa kanye lokuhlukunyezwa kwezocansi i-sexual abuse. Kuwoza Friday liviki besilo mculi osakhulayo uGracious Dube owazakala ngegama lokuthi nguGreshidi. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah isithi libe lempelasonto elithukela. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.